Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are going to begin to share with you on the subject of overcoming sin in your life. We've been talking about principles for overcoming, and today we're going to begin to get specifically targeting areas for you to overcome in. God wants us to overcome sin. The Hebrew word for this, sin, means to miss the road or the path or the mark, and it includes sin against God or man or going in a wrong path or having a wrong lifestyle. The Greek word is hamartia, which means to miss the mark so as not to share in the prize. You know, Jesus has redeemed us, and all the promises of God belong to us in Christ, and now we can go and possess the promises of God. That's the prize that Jesus has given us. And it says that if we walk in sin, we will miss the mark so as not to share in the prize. Well, God wants us to overcome sin, and we're going to be looking at sin in the Old Testament, as well as the New Testament, what it is, the effect of sin, how we can be cleansed of sin, overcome it, and how we can walk in victory and not sin. God wants us to overcome, and we can sin in our mind, thoughts, negative thoughts, attitudes, words that come forth from our mouth, actions, omissions, as well as inactions. And it is important that we learn to overcome sin. Every one of us needs to get a hatred for sin. When you get a hatred for sin, then you will not commit it in your life. In sin, in the Old Testament, sin is dealing with disobedience. In Genesis chapter 4:7, the Bible says, if you do well, shalt thou not be accepted. If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. If we don't do well, then sin will lie at the door. And what's going to be the result of sin? He was cursed. It brings a curse when we walk in the ways of sin, which is a means of destruction. The curse brings destruction in our life. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 41. Here's another case where it's defining what sin is. Sin is if we do not fight the battles that we are supposed to fight. Here's where they answered and said, we've sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight according to all that the Lord our God commanded us. See, God had told them to go fight the battle against the enemy, and they were refusing to. Then they finally changed their mind and decided to be obedient. They confessed that they had sinned against the Lord, that they would go up and fight. And this speaks in a New Testament sense. If we will not fight the good fight of faith, if we will not enter into spiritual warfare and begin to use the weapons of warfare that are mighty through God, or the pulling down of strongholds, if we won't enter into the prayer fight, then we have sinned against the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. Here it says, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. God wants us to be praying for one another. If we won't pray for one another, we're actually sinning against the Lord by not being obedient to His Word. You know, God's commanded us to pray. We're to learn to pray without ceasing. God wants us to be a people of prayer. We are a house of prayer, the Bible says. If you don't pray for another, we've actually sinned against the Lord. 1 Samuel 15, verse 23, the Bible says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Whenever we rebel or we disobey, we are missing the mark, and it's as the sin of witchcraft. It's not witchcraft, but it's as the sin of witchcraft in the sense that witchcraft tries to control and dominate people. Rebellion tries to control and dominate the situation from your own desire, your own self-will. Someone rebels, they want to do what they want to do. Just like someone in witchcraft, they're trying to control someone else. It's different, but it is as the sin of witchcraft because they both involve one being in control and controlling another. Job 31, verse 30. Here it talks about wishing a curse to someone's soul and then even saying it with your mouth. Here he says, I have not suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. It's important that we watch our thoughts. Don't ever wish any negative thing to another person. Don't ever wish someone were dead or have any negative attitude that you wish a bad thing would happen to them. And never speak anything negative with your mouth. Otherwise, you will actually be sinning with your mouth as well as with your mind, wishing a curse to someone's soul. Over in Job 34, verse 37, here it says, they added rebellion unto his sin. They multiplied their words against God. I'll tell you, when you start complaining against God, you multiply your words against God, you will add rebellion to sin, and it will open the door for the enemy to bring destruction in your life. Psalms 1:1, here it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Do not be one who stands in the way of sinners. If you're walking in the way that sinners walk in, then you are going to be seeing that destruction is going to come, because sin is going to bring a curse. When there's disobedience, then all the curses, all kinds of destruction come upon a person. Psalms 59, verse 12, here it says, for the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, for cursing and lying which they speak. Watch your mouth. Watch the words you speak. The sin of their mouth, the words of their lips were taken in pride. Many times people will speak negative things out of a prideful attitude, thinking about themselves. The opposite of that is humility. And if we really humble ourselves, we're never going to speak a negative thing about another person. Psalm 78, verse 32. Here it says, for all this they sin still and believe not for his wondrous works. Unbelief is sin. If you don't believe in God's word and his power and his wondrous works to be done, we've actually sinned. They sinned because they did not believe in his wondrous works. You need to be a believer and not a doubter. Doubt is sin in your life. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 2. Here's where it talks about the fear of a king is as the roar of a lion, whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. If we provoke the king to anger, you're actually sinning against your own soul. Well, we don't want to provoke anybody in a position of authority to anger, and we certainly don't want to provoke the King of Kings to anger by sinning against him. We actually sin against our own soul when we do those kind of things. Proverbs 21, verse 4. Here it says, a high look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin. If we have a high look, that pride, that proud heart, the plowing of wickedness, doing destructive works, God says that is sin. Proverbs 24, verse 9. The thought of foolishness is sin. You got to watch your thoughts. Don't let those thoughts of foolishness be in you. You cast those down. You bring those thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and be sure that you think on good things. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, the Bible says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Fornication is sin against your body. It will open up the door for spirits of infirmity and sickness and disease to come upon you. It's amazing how many Christians have continued to engage in fornication in the body of Christ. Fornication is sin, and it will commit sin against your own body and open up the door for physical problems to come into you. Romans chapter 14, verse 23. The Bible says, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Anything that's not of faith is sin. This is why we've been commanded to walk by faith. In fact, it's impossible to please God except you walk by faith. You walk contrary to faith, you walk in the flesh, you walk by your feelings, you walk in the natural, then it is sin missing the mark. In James chapter 1, verse 15, the Bible says, when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Lust. If you're yielding to lust, then that is sin. Remember, the temptation is not sin. The lustful temptation itself is not sin. But it's if you yield to it and act upon it, then it becomes sin in your life. James 2:9, the Bible says, if you have respect to persons, you commit sin. You know, every one of us are to walk in love. If you have respect to persons, that means you treat one better than another. You treat one different than another. Then you are committing sin, not showing love to every person. James 4:17, him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Here it shows that if you know to do good and you don't do it, it is sin. That would be like a sin of omission. You know to do something, but you omit doing it. You don't do what you know to do is right, then it is sin. Over in 2 Peter 2:14, it talks about having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin. This is another important thing. You got to watch what you're looking at. I'll tell you, in this day and age, you got to watch what you watch on the TV or any place, magazines, newspaper, all kinds of things. Adultery is staring you in the face. All kinds of lust and fornication and sexual temptation. Don't let yourself have eyes of adultery. It says that these cannot cease from sin. You got to repent and turn from that. Then in 1 John chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says, all unrighteousness is sin. All unrighteousness, anything that is contrary to the Word of God, is sin. Well, God doesn't want you to be walking that way. What's the answer? We need to walk in the ways of righteousness. We need to watch the things that we're seeing. We need to be sure that we're doing the things that God wants us to do. We need to walk in love and have no respect of persons. We need not to yield to temptation so we do not sin. Be sure you always walk in faith. Also, do not let yourself ever fall into fornication. That is sinning against your body. Watch your thoughts. Watch your attitudes. Watch your words. Watch the things that you get involved in. Be sure you're a believer. Don't let doubt get a hold of you. And never walk in the way of the world or the way of sinners. Be sure that you never have any negative attitudes in your mind or your mouth. And be sure that you'll pray for others and you'll fight the battles. And you'll do what God tells you to do. If you'll learn to obey God's Word, you'll overcome sin in your life. And remember, if you sin, you're missing the mark, and you're not going to share in the prize. I'll tell you, God's got so many good things for us. He wants us to be blessed. He doesn't want you to miss the mark. And the Bible says in Romans 6:14 that sin shall have no dominion over you. You know, we can walk free from sin. We can walk in the ways of the Lord as we have the Word of God. It's renewing and transforming your mind. Get in the Word and do what the Word says and resist that sin, yielding your members unto righteousness that produces holiness and brings the life of God to pass in you. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I